On this Thursday morning, let's turn our attention to analysis of the marketplace. To help us out with that is Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, we probably ought to talk about what's been happening. Let's start with local things that are happening here overnight, 45 hundredths of an inch outside of the studios in Urbana-Champaign. Did you get rainfall in the Morton area?
We did, and my guess is, I haven't checked our gauge, but my guess is we're somewhere in the 3 to 4 tenths category. The heavier amounts look like they were south of here. And, you know, some areas the rainfall amounts are going to stick around for another day or so. I'm thinking southern Indiana, southern Illinois, and that may hamper guys that thought they were going to get some wheat planted right here.
Things may slow down a bit on the farm, though it doesn't take them very long to get back into the cornfields. Certainly, I suspect that even if it dried out, they'd be in later today if they could, but tomorrow they'll probably begin to run again. Why did the marketplace move higher today?
Heck, who knows? We had some export bookings that looked fairly substantial on the corn, coming in at 25 million bushel old crop and almost 2 million bushel a new crop. Expectations for a large crop, I mean, we've been talking about a record crop for how long, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even though it seems to be getting a little bit larger, inching up at least, there's not a lot of new stuff to talk about, except we are seeing some commercial buying coming in. Commercial buying has been strongest in the wheat here this week, but we saw some commercial buying both in the corn and the beans as well. FC Stone numbers, holy smokes, were they big yesterday?
Yeah, tell me about those. They were huge.
Yeah, they were just shy of 15 billion bushels on the corn. But the thing that really caught my eye was the Illinois corn yield at 221.
Yeah, that's, let's see, we are at what, 194 officially from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Yes.
221
mm-hmm.
is just, by any account, it's an unbelievable figure.
Yeah, that's just a leap. And they came in on the bean side over 4 billion bushels of beans total. With a national yield at 48.4, which would be a record, but Illinois at 61 bushels per acre. Just huge.
Well, do farmers need to take heed of these numbers at all? I mean, they're in the midst of harvest. They're worried about the price. And here FC Stone comes with a number that would, when you just thought we were probably getting closer to the bottom and we could at least see it, a number that would push that bottom even further down.
I think the bottom is pushed down. It just says to me that we've got expectations of lower prices that are going to hang into the winter, excuse me, to try to get this crop moved in a timely fashion, but also that prices for beans at least are going to be a drag all the way into 2015. Because of expectations of large South American plantings and then large plantings in the 2015 crop in the U.S.
Hey, Ellen, thanks for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again in 1 week. Ellen Dearden, of course, is with AgriView. She is out of Morton, Illinois, and joins us here on Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. A quick look at the marketplace shows December corn at $3.22.5, up 1.25. The March at $3.35.5, a penny and a quarter higher as well. November beans, $9.20.75, up 4 cents. January at $9.29.5, up 4.5. Bean meal $1.90 higher. Bean oil unchanged. December wheat at $4.88, up 9. And the July at $5.18.5 for the harvest month, 9.5 cents higher on the afternoon. Find us online at willag.org. Join us again in just 1 hour and about 10 minutes till for more ag programming.